Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf Dalid in Meseches Yuma. It is the 487th daf in Shas. Yesterday, because we had a long daf, and today's a little bit shorter, we're going to pick up in the middle of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, which is going to have an important machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Whether a Baal Mum is also going to be able to do the Trumas Hadeshen or not. And the Gemara will apply the Machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan into many other instances as well. And the Gemara will also connect that on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis to a Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa about whether there is a requirement to wear the Mitznefes and the Avnet for the Trumas Hadeshen as well. That the Gemara will globalize to a discussion of whether the Trumas Hadeshen is considered an Avoda or it's not. The more that it's considered an Avoda, the more that it's going to have all the trappings of the requirements of Avoda. And the more that it's not, the less likely we are to require the regular Begadim of Avoda, etc., etc. The details, of course, we're going to leave to when we do it in the Gemara itself. That will motivate to a discussion between Rav and Shmuel of whether a Zar who does a Trumas Hadeshen is going to be Chayiv Misa. Rav is going to say that he's not, and Levi is going to disagree. The Gemara is going to give the background to that Machlokas. That will take us through Chav Dalid Amid Aleph. On Chav Dalid Amid Beis, where the Gemara is going to ask that according to Levi, that says that the Trumas Hadeshen is considered to Avoda, what would the halacha be, and a zar who does it would be chayiv misa, what would the halacha be in regards to dishun mizbeach hapnimi and the dishun hamenorah? Then we will get a real Chanukah bonus, and we will have on Chav Dalid Amud Beis the status of the hadlokas haner, whether the hadlokas ner Chanukah is considered an avoda, and the Gemara will marshal sources both for the opinion of Levi as well as the opinion of Rav. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up in the middle of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, where we have this machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about the status of the Trumas Hadeshen. One quick correction to our introduction, we will have a Chanukah bonus, which will be about the Hadlaka in the Beis Hamikdash. I misspoke and I said the Hadlaka of Ner Chanukah, but we're talking about the Hadlaka of the Beis Hamikdash. That will be a bonus, Bezer Hashem, that we'll get to at the end of the daf. Bezer Hashem, let's begin about 20 lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Reish Lakish, kimachloikis bohoitza, kach bachloikis baharama. Just like we learned in yesterday's daf, that there is a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether a Baal Mum could do the Hotzas Hadeshen or not. The Rabbi Eliezer says that a Baal Mum is acceptable. So too, the same machlokis exists in regards to Trumas Hadeshen, that Rabbi Elazar holds that Baal Mum would be allowed to do it, while the Tanakama, sometimes referred to as the Rabbanan, disagree. But here, Rabbi Yochanan, who is Reish Lakish's contemporary, disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan machlokis b'hitza, avu baharama divrei hakol avodahi. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. The simplest way of presenting Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Elazar would not allow for a Baal Mum to do the Trumas Hadeshen because everybody holds that that is Avoida. My time to Reish Lakish. What's the rationale of Reish Lakish that says the Baal Mum could do it? Amalach, he'll say to you, Isaac Daitach Avoida, if you say Trumas Hadeshen is considered Avoida, Yeshach Avoida Shekshera B'Shnei Kelim, is there any Avoida that's acceptable to do with two different types of garment, and not four. In general, the Kohen has to wear four begadim. Over here, when it comes to the Trumas Hadeshen, all it says is v'lovash hakohen midoy vadu michnasei vadi yubashal b'saray, and there's no mention of the other begadim. Must be, says Reish Lakish, that this is not considered an avoda. Reb Yochanan goli rachmona b'ksoynis u'michnasayim v'adim mitznefes ha'avnet. Reb Yochanan says, no, you're right, that really every avoda needs all four begadim. And the fact that the Torah only mentions the mechnesayim and the ksones does not mean that the hat and the belt are not also required for the Kohen who does the Trumas Hadeshen to wear. And why specifically does the Torah go out of its way to say over here, Midovad? Some put the question, Maishnohani. The Gemara's teretz is, Mido kimidaso. The Mido here is coming to tell us something totally different. Not that it's coming to bring out specifically the Ksonis and the Mechnasayim as Rish Lakish had read it, says Rabbi Yochanan, but here it's bringing out a totally different halacha, Mido, that it has to be kimidaso, the appropriate size for the Kohen. Mechnasay Vad, what's Mechnasay Vad being brought out? Why over here is it mentioned? There should be nothing in between. The Rashash has a different explanation of the Gemara, but we'll go with the explanation of Rashi, that there should be no chatzitza between the Mechnasayim and his body. So that's what the Pasuk over here is bringing out. But really, don't be thrown off, says Rabbi Yochanan. He thought the Reish Lakish was being thrown off when the Torah goes out of his way to say, to tell us that you need only the pants and the ksones, and that would tell us that this is not an avod. It says Rabbi Yochanan, that's entirely misunderstanding. The Torah is trying to bring out the two other points that we just mentioned. Reish Lakish, mido, what's coming to teach us? That was coming to teach us that you need the shirt, you need the pants, dafka. So where does Reish Lakish learn out this idea that it has to be the right size? Says the Gemara, mido kim dimaso, mida afki rachmana b'loshem mido. The Torah uses specifically loshem mido, and it doesn't say ksainas. It's coming to teach us the specific idea that it has to be the right size. And shelo yedaver koydim mechnesayim me'al besaro nafka. And the halacha that there it should be on the flesh itself, the Mechnasayim, that we learn out from Al Bisaro, but not from the fact that the Torah says Mechnasayim. So you could still learn out, Reish Lakish claims, Rabbi Yochanan's point with the Psukim as they were, and the Pasuk also telling us that it's not an Avoda, because it requires only the Ksainis and the Mechnasayim. The Gemara now says, Neimo Kitanoi, let us suggest that this Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is a machloikis tanoim, whether the Trumas Hadeshin is considered an avoida. Al besaroi matal meloi mer yilbash. Torah already says that it should be al besaroi. Why does it repeat and say yilbash? Lahavi mitznefes v'avneit la rama. Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that once the Torah Akdosha said v'lovash hakoin, then why does it say yilbash al besaroi? Must be that the Torah is trying to tell us that there is another levisha that's necessary, and that is the mitznefes and the avnet. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to be like Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Doiso Eimer, the rabbis big day kohen gadol yom hakipurim, shekshayrin the kohen hediot. It's coming to tell us that the big day kohen gadol, if they were worn by a kohen hediot, would also be considered kosher. That's a double lashna yilbash. But really, when it comes to, but the Trumas Hadeshen, there's no source for Rabbi Doiso that there is a requirement of the Mitznefes and the Avnet, and the Gemara seems to be speculating that Rabbi Doiso will fit with the opinion of Reish Lakish, who says that Trumas Hadeshen is not an Avoida, while Rabbi Yehuda fits with the position of Rabbi Yochanan that says that it is Avoida. Before the Gemara comes back to analyze this, there's a third opinion in this Braisa that appears on Yud Beis Amud Beis as well as on Samach Amud Aleph, and of course on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Shtei Tshuvas Bedover, says Rabbi, I have two responses to this. Chada Davneto Shel Kohen Gadol Lo Zehu Avneto Shel Kohen Hediot. Number one, he says, I reject Rabbi Dosa. You can't simply have the Kohen Hediot be Yotze with the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, because the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was different than the Avnet of the Kohen Hediot. Rashi explains, on Yom HaKippurim, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was made of boats, which is flax. In contrast to the Kohen Hediot, it's always of Klayim. So they're not interchangeable, and they can't be used one for the other, the Kohen Gadol's Begadim in Yom HaKippurim, for the Kohen Hediot, despite the fact that they're only four begadim for the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. They're not the exact same, so Rebbe rejects Rabbi Doiso. V'oid begadim shenishtameshes ben kedusha chamura. As well, Rebbe objects. The begadim of the Kohen Gadol that were used for kedusha chamura, that they're used in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim by the Kohen Gadol in the kache kedushim tishtamish ben kedusha kala, a kohen could use it for a lesser kedusha in the heichal. So Rebbe does not agree with Rebbe Drosha's drasha, but at the same time, he doesn't agree with Rebbe Yehuda, who says that you need to have a mitznefes and an avnet for the Trumas Hadeshen. L'rabos, it's coming to bring out es hashchokim, that if you have begadim that are worn out, as long as they're not ripped, Rashi explains, they're kosher. V'nicham sham melabe tu'unin giza. As well as, there is another drasha. Once we mention Rebbe Dosa, we're going to have another drasha about V'nicham sham, that there is a requirement of geniza when it comes to the begadim of the kohen. So now we've seen, the Gemara suggested that there are three Tanoim, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Dosa, and Rebbe. And now the Gemara goes back to the Shita of Rebbe Dosa. Rebbe Dosa omer ru'in hein l'kohen hedit, that if it's worn out from the kohen gadol, the big day lavan, then they could be worn by the kohen hedit. Similar to Rebbe Dosa's idea, which Rebbe disagreed with on the bottom of Amud Beis, the Chof Gimel Amud Beis, that said that you cannot, Rebbe said you cannot use from the kohen gadol and take it to the kohen hedit. Rebbe Dosa disagrees. So over here too, Rebbe Dosa says that if it's worn out, so then it could be worn by a kohen hedit. Umatam lomer v'nicham sham, I, the pasuk v'nicham sham, that Rebbe went so far as to say requires geniza. Here, Rebbe Dosa disagrees. He understands it, shal yishtamish ba'en yom kippurim acher, that the kohen gadol should not use it for another yom kippurim. However, the kohen hedit would be able to wear it. Now the Gemara analyzes. As we had alluded, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosi are arguing about whether Tumas Hadeshen is considered avoda. My love, b'hokam ifugi, Rabbi Yehuda, who requires four begadim demar savar avoda, he holds it's avoda. Therefore, you need all four begadim. Umar savar b'Rabbi Dosi holds lav avodi, it's not considered avoda. Continues the Gemara, 7 lines from the top. Everybody holds that it is avoida. Rabbi Dosa also holds that it's avoda. He just doesn't need a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda needed a pasuk to tell us that, which told us that you needed to have the four begadim, and then he understood it's avoda. Rabbi Dosa took it as such a davar pashut, Rabbi Yochanan said, that he doesn't even need the ribui dekra. Rashi explains, according to this understanding, then Rebbe Dosa would also require, it seems that's a davar pashut, according to the Gemara, according to Rashi, that you would of course need four begadim. However, that we don't even need a ribui for, and the ribui is coming to teach us something else that Rebbe Dosa taught us 6 lines from the bottom, that big day kohen gadol b'yom kippur mark sheirin l'kohen hedit. The Gemara continues, 8 lines from the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, a new discussion about the Trumas Hadeshen. Boy, Rebbe Yovin, Trumas Hadeshen b'kama. What is the amount that is supposed to be taken from the Mizbeach for the Trumas Hadeshen? Mitrumas Maiser Yelfin Allah. Do we learn it out from the Truma that a Levi has to give from his Maiser? And that is 1 out of 10. So is it supposed to be 1/10th? Of the Deshen on the Ma'arocha. Rashi explains the Ibar Maskel Trumas. Yalfin Allah, we're going to learn out from there. O Mitrumas Midyan Yalfin Allah. When it came to the conquest of Midyan, in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, there the Torah says that you're supposed to take, for example, 1 out of every 500 animals and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So too, Varimosa Meches, so we learn out from there, that's 1 out of 500. So it's a big gap. Either it's 1/10th of the deshen that's on the mizbeach, or 1/500th. Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Chiya Nemer Kan Veherim Venemer Lahalon Veherim, just like it says in regards to the Kometz Veherim Imenu Malokum Tso, that you're supposed to take a Kometz worth a fistful, just like you take from the Karban Mincha. So, and here it also says Veherim Malalon Bekum Tso Afkan Bekum Tso. So it's neither the Trumas Meiser, nor the Trumas Midyan, but rather it's a Kometz, period. Now the Gemara has another discussion about the Trumas Hadeshen. Today's daf is all about the Trumas Hadeshen, an important machlokas between Rav and Levi. Amar Rav, Arba Avoidos Zar Chayev Lehem Misa, There are four avodas that if someone who is posel, who is a zar, who is a foreigner, vis-a-vis the avoda, who is not a kohen, if he does it, he's chayiv misa. Those four avodas are zrika v'aktara. Zrika, of course, is the throwing of the blood after the carbon the mizbeach. Haktara is the bringing of the incense. V'nisa chamayim, pouring the water libation on the mizbeach. V'nisa chayayim, libations of wine. For them, azar is going to be chayiv misa. V'levi amar after mesadesh. And fascinating machlekes. Levi holds that not only is avoda, but it's an avoda that the zar will be chayiv misa. V'chein tana levi masnisei. After Mesadeshen. My time of the Rav, what is Rav's rationale that a Zar would not be chayv if they do to Mesadeshen? L'chsiv, v'ato uvanecho itcha tishmeru eskun aschem, l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, umibes la-paroches, v'avadetem avoidas matana, etein eskun aschem, v'azor ha-karev yumas. This is the pasuk by Midbar Yudches that gives us the prohibition of a Zar doing the avoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Kohanim, Tishmuru eskun aschem, you shall guard it, your avoda, make sure that you do it, and you do it right. Included in that is not have a zar do it. And that avoda includes the mizbeach, the peroches, chazal darshin, avoidas matana, v'loy avoidas siluk. It says avoidas matana. What's avoidas matana? For example, zrika, putting things, but not removing things. So that's Rav's makor. Also, another exception is a case, an avoda that has an avod, another avoda after that. For example, Rashi says, Shchita, Kabbalah, and Holacha are all avodas that lead up to the pinnacle of Zrika. And therefore, there isn't a Chiyuv Misa for a Zar who does Shchita, Holacha, or Kabbalah because they're avodas acharein. For our purposes, really what Rav was squeezing out was the first part, and that is avoidas matana v'loy avoidas siluk, and therefore Trumas Hadeshen is not considered as part of the prohibition. V'levi, what will Levi say? Rabbi Rachman l'chol dvar mizbeach, when it says l'chol dvar mizbeach, it will come to make Trumas Hadeshen an exception, and include it in l'chol dvar mizbeach, that even though avoidas matana v'loy avoidas siluk, however, the mizbeach is an exception to that. V'rav, how's Rav going to understand what's the ribu l'chol dvar mizbech? Ahula asuye sheva azoz shebefnim. It's coming to be marbe, the seven sprinkles inside that is done inside the heichal onto the paroches. In the case of a par helim dover, if there was an avera that was done by the tzibur or by the nasi, and the par mashiach, a par if a kohen made a mistake, as well as the par of Yom HaKippurim, as well as the Mitzora, as Rashi describes in Dibra Maschel Sheva Hazos, that I might think that that was not considered Dvar HaMizbeach. The Chiddush here is coming to be Marbe that. V'Rav Ahu La'asuye Sheva Hazos Shebefnim V'Shebe Mitzora. For Levi, what's going to be Levi's source for that? That the, all of those are going to be Chayiv Misa if they're done by Azar. Nafgilei Midovar V'Chol Dovar. The Pasuk goes out of its way to say V'Chol Dovar, and that's going to be Marbe the Sheva Hazos Befnim and the Mimitzor. V'Rav, Dover V'chol Dover Lo Darsh. But Rav doesn't make that drasha. Now the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, asks a technical question. V'Eima L'chol Dover HaMizbeach Klal. Maybe we should darsh in the Pasuk the following way. As a Klal Prat Klal. The Pasuk on the one hand says, L'chol Dover HaMizbeach. We have this rule called Klal Prat Klal, that if you have a general rule, and then it is narrowed with a Prat, and then followed with a Klal, or for that matter, if you have a klal and a prat, we say, ein b'chlal el masha b'frat, that the prat is coming to minimize the klal. So in this case, the Gemara asks the following. Ve'eim l'chol dvar mizbeach klal, avodas matana prat, klalu prat, ein b'chlal el masha prat, avodas matana in avodas siluk lo. We have another reason to make the drasha of Rav, but not because of Rav's drasha that Levi threw away, but really, Levi's going to have to contend with another drasha as well. And that is, why don't we say klalu prat, that the Torah is coming to tell us specifically something that's like the prat. And what was the prat? The prat was avodas matana. Avodas matana in, but not every other type of avoda. Avodas siluk lo mekra. Actually, the question mark goes after avodas siluk lo. Avodas siluk is not included in the prohibition of the zar. Only the avodas matana? Question mark. Answers the Gemara, Amar Kra, the Torah Kedosha describes, we go on to Mebeis, Umebeis leparoches. There is a break between the Klal Rashi explains on the top, and the Prat with the word Umebeis leparoches, and therefore we read the Drasha as following, Vavaditem el Mebeis leparoches. Hu davodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. When do we have this drasha avodas matana? That's in the context of mibeis leparoches. Habechutz, but outside of the paroches, afilu avodas siluk. Even avodas siluk would be considered an avoda. Continues the Gemara, three lines in the top of Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Ihachi va'avadetem nami. If that would be so, then when the pasuk says va'avadetem, where we had the drasha that avoda tama veloba avoda sheish achare avoda, let us also make the same point as well. Emli besa paroches hu da avoda tama velo avoda sheish achare avoda habachutz afilu avoda sheish achare avoda. If we're going to say that the word va'avadetem is separated from the other avodas on the mizbeach, and va'avadetem is only going on mibesa paroches, to the point that we said that the drasha v'lo avodas siluk does not go on the outside mizbeach, then the other drasha of avadetem, the Chazal darshan, that it's only avoda tama as opposed to avoda shiyesh acharea avoda that's not included in the isser of zar, if that would be so, then that would also be broken up by mibeis leparoches to tell us that the avodas hamizbeach, even an avoda shiyesh acharea avoda, would be chayiv misa if it was done by a zar. In other words, once we're going to break apart this klalu prat, then that should also change the halacha, not only the halacha of velo avoda siluk, it should also change the halacha of avoda shiyesh acharea avoda. So the Gemara answers, va'avadetem hoder arve kra. Once it says it with a vav, it means va'avadetem, you go back to all of the previous halachas. Not only the halacha of mibesa paroches, but it's applied in all cases, even when it comes to avodas hamizbeach. We put a big period over here, and we've had the drasha of klalu prat that seemed to tell us that avodas siluk was not included. However, in the isra of zar, however, Levi defended himself by rereading the pasuk, and we have a big machlokus between Levi and Rav, which began in the beginning of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, whether Trumas Hadeshen is an avoda that if a zar did it, he'd be chayiv misa. The Gemara continues, Boi Rava, avoda siluk behechal mahu. What's in regards to avoda siluk that takes place in the heichal? Of course, the Trumas Hadeshen took place on the Mizbeach, in the Chatzer. What about avoda siluk inside of the heichal? Midaminan lei? Do we say that just like according to Levi, the halacha is that there is a chiyuv misa of the Trumas Hadeshen in the Chatzer, so lifnim midaminan lei? The avoda, the heichal, is different, but we equate it not to the outside, where we have the position of Levi that you're chayiv misa, but to the inside in the Kodshei Kodashim, where there is no makar that if a zar does it, there's a chiyuv of misa, or do we play it and compare it to the Mizbeach, where according to Levi, there is a chiyuv misa. Says the Gemara, Hadar Pashta, we immediately were poshet. We immediately solved that question. The fact that the formulation for the avoda inside of the heichal is mibeis laparoches, so we equate mibeis ula mibeis. We equate it to the halachas of the paroches, and since the Torah says ula mibeis, so then we're coming to tell us that it has its own set of halachas, ula mibeis, and that is connecting it to its base. What's its base? Its bayis, the kodshei kadoshim. Elamiata says the Gemara, Zar Shesidur Es HaShulchan Lichayiv. According to our previous sugya, if a zar does the avodas matana on the Shulchan, he should be chayiv. That we learn out from the pasuk Ulami Beis. Yet we learned earlier on Amud Aleph, Rashi points out that the chiyuv misa only applies to the dalet avodos. Gemara answers that it's not considered an avoda tama, because there's something that goes after the hanacha. Ika sidur bezichin. You later have the setting up of the mezichin. Fine, says Gemara. So you won't be chayiv for zar shesidur es al shulchan. But sidur bezichin lechayiv? But if you set up the bezichim, then that's the last avoda. Answers the Gemara, ikka siluk. No, what comes afterwards is the siluk vahaktara. Ultimately, the lechem is removed the next week. From here, we could deduce that it's considered one long avoda that takes a week long worth of time, because we look at the sidur bezichim as something that has avoda acharei, which is going to be a week later. And then there is the haktara. The Gemara continues, Zar shesidur as ha-menorah lichayv. What about a zar who sets up the menorah? It's supposed to be done by the Kohen. And we learned from Ulami Beis HaParoches to tell us that avod is bifnim yurchayiv. So too, a zar shesidur as ha-menorah should be chayv. Yet the Gemara earlier told us that only four avodas. Says the Gemara, no, it's not avoda tama, there's avoda achareah. Ika nesinas psila. There's the putting inside of the wicks. Ask the Gemara, fine. So nasam psili chayiv. Then if he puts in the wicks, he should be chayiv. Answers the Gemara, ika nesinas shemen. Fine. Nasam shema lichayiv. But then if he puts the oil in, he should be chayiv. Ika adlaka, answers the Gemara. There's an avoda after that you can't be chayiv if a zar does it, because there is the avoda of hadlaka. Hidlik lichayiv. Ask the Gemara, what if a zar does the hadlaka? He should be chayiv misa. Answers the Gemara, an important klal. Hadlaka lav avodahi. Hadlaka is not considered an avoda. The fascinating yisod from the Gemara that the hadlakas menorah itself is not considered an avoda. Asks the Gemara, velo. Here is, as we mentioned, our Chanukah bonus. We know the Ramban says in Parshas Baloscha, Baloscha Saneros, that the lighting of Chanukah is on some level a kiyum of Baloscha Saneros. So there is a parallel between the Hadlakas HaMishkan, Hadlakas Beis HaMikdash, and our Hadlaka that we are doing now on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Asks Gemara, velo, is it not a Hadlaka Vatanya? But then we learn, V'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish al mizbeach v'orach veitzim ala eish. In the Torah Kedosh, it says that Aaron's supposed to put an eish on the mizbeach, limeir ha-hatzosas. When it comes to the lighting of the eitzim dakim of the atzei maracha, then it's supposed to be done shalot only with a kohen kosher, shalot ei ela b'kohen kosher, u'bikli sharis. And we clarified, Hatsasas Alita, the lighting up of these small branches, Avoidahi? That is an Avoida. Why is it an Avoida? Because without it, the Mizbeach would not function. And that is Avoida, that is a Tircha, that's necessary for the Atzei HaMarocha, and it requires the Begadim and all the trappings of Avoida. However, the Gemara concludes, Hadlaka Lav Avoidahi. But when it comes to the menorah, it's not considered a hadlaka. Some of Farshim explain because there isn't a toreach that's necessary for the hadlaka. And yes, a tremendous chidush. When it comes to the hadnakas ner hamigdash, it's not considered avoda of the kohen. Period. Elmiata asks the Gemara, fine. So hadlakas menorah zar would not be chayiv misa. Elmiata zar shesidur es ha-maracha lichayiv. But if a zar set up the ma'aracha prior to the hadlaka, then you should be chayiv, the zar should be chayiv, because this is the last of the avodas of the Seder Maracha. Why did we not learn earlier that you're chayiv on that? Earlier in Amid Aleph, we only have the four avodas. Let's review right now what those four avodas are. Zrika, haktara, nisa, chamayim, and nisa, chayayin. Why not the setting up of the Maracha? There's a Gemara, ika, sidur, shnei, gizirei, etzim. Because after you do the Sidur Maracha, there are two Gzirei Eitzim that are put on afterwards. Said the Gemara, Sidur Shnei Gizrin Lichayiv. Then you should be Chayiv for that Avoda. You're right. The Maracha itself, we would say that's not called an Avoda Tama. However, because it's not the last Avoda, but the Shnei Gzirin are the last Avoda, says the Gemara, no. Sidur Eivarim. Iko Sidur Eivarim. You still have the Sidur Eivarim that comes afterwards. Asks the Gemara, V'amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shesidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Chayiv. Didn't we learn there is someone who said that you were chayiv? In contrast to what we learned on Amid Aleph, in contrast to Svara that we just mentioned above, Amid Aleph we only said there are four avodas, and Shnei Gezirei Eitzim were not mentioned. It answers the Gemara, B'ha completely. This is the Machlokas. Mar Savar Avoid Tamahu, Umar Savar Lav Avoid Tamahu. Some say that the Avarim that come afterwards make the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim no longer an Avoda Tama, and some say it's an entirely separate Avoda. The Siddur Eivarim is considered, Rashi writes in the Ramaskava Pligi, Seder Acherhu. And Rav holds that it's all considered Sidur Echad. Tanya Kavasei de Rav, Tanya Kavasei de Levi. We have brises that support the position of Rav that says that Trumas Hadeshin is not considered an Avod, and therefore a Zar that does it is not Chayav Misa. And then we have some that support Levi. Tanya Kavasei de Rav, Avodas Shezar Chayav Alei Misa Zrikas Dam Bein Lefnim, Bein Lefnai Ulefim, Vahamaza Bechata Sa'of, Vahamimatza Vahamakdir Ba'ola Sa'of. These are all different Avodas. Vahamanasik Shoshalugin Mayim, Shoshalugin Yayin. So in this list that has a little bit more details than the previous list we had in Abed Aleph, what's clear is that what's not mentioned is a Trumas Hadeshen. Tani Kavasei de Levi, we learn a Brice like Levi, Avodas Shezar Chayim Lehem Misa, Hamei Rimes Hadeshen. Included in it is Trumas Hadeshen, as well as Visheva Azol Shebefnim. We mentioned the seven azos that's done by the peroches, for example, by the par helim tzibur, the par of Yom HaKippurim, and a couple of other paros, v'shem mitzora, as well as the mitzora, v'hamala al gabei mizbeach, bein dover kosher, bein dover pasul, as well as bringing something on the mizbeach by a zar. And here we have it. Here we have two different brises, one following the position of Rav, and the other following the position of Levi. This concludes the sugya of Trumas Hadeshen, and now the Gemara, we put a big period after Pasul, and according to the Bach, there should be a few more words which is normally put in the two dots, and that is a new quote from our Mishnah that says, Arba Paisis Hayusham. Says the Gemara, Lama Mifaisin. Why would they do the lottery that we mentioned in the beginning of our perek on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph? Asks the Gemara, Lama Mafisin Kedam Marin. We already told you why. Because it brought Machlokas, as we discussed in yesterday's Taf. Ela Lama Mafisin V'Chazer U'Mafisin. Why is it that they do the pious four different times in the day? Just do it at one moment for everything. Rabbi Yechon answers, Kedei lahargish kol azar. In order that everybody should hear that there's a new excitement, we're going to lottery again. Who's going to do this avoda? Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tilim says, Asher yachtov nam tiksoid beveis elikim nahalech baragash. There's supposed to be excitement and feeling in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara wants to know how the Kohanim are supposed to be dressed when it comes to the pious. B'memifaisen, in what way are they dressed? Is there a requirement already of a sisa vigdei kodesh la'aron elechicho l'chavu sefaris or not? Rav Nachman amr b'bigdei chol. Rav Nachman says there is no requirement. Rav Sheshes amr b'bigdei kodesh. Rav Sheshes says it's done b'bigdei kodesh. Rav Nachman amr b'bigdei chol. Rav Nachman says it's done with b'bigdei chol. The amr b'bigdei kodesh. If you're going to say it's done b'bigdei kodesh, ika baleis rose. There are those people that are going to act with chamas and grab the avoda that they're going to think to themselves, they're already in Big Day Kodesh. Rav Sheshes Samar, Big Day Kodesh. Rav Sheshes says, no, we still put in Big Day Kodesh. The Amr Big Day Chol, Agiv Chavivuse Mikri Vavdi. We're afraid that someone who was Zolcha will be so excited to do the avoda that they'll forget that they're wearing Big Day Chol. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Dalet in Meseches Yuma. We will pick up Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow with Rav Nachman, two lines from the bottom.